This is Governor John Connally.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I couldn't be better.
Well, good.
I just wanted to visit with you a minute. I'm up trying to help the president a little bit here on some of their problems, and Ms. Johnson, as you know, is planning a trip into North Carolina.
Yes.
Now, I know some of the problems that y'all have down there. I've talked to Sam Irwin about it, and I've talked to others, and I know that you've got a real problem of personalities as well as ideologies.
We have that. We've just gone through 12 months of it.
Yeah, I know you have. Well, we got the same thing in Texas all the time.
Yeah.
Ms. Johnson's trip is set. The question, I think, was whether or not the president ought to come down there to Raleigh and see her off on her on the start of her trip. I think, after talking to Sam Irwin, that we all agree you probably ought not to do it. But I thought this would give me a good opportunity to talk to you anyway and get you a feel of this thing and see if you had any ideas, and if you don't, see if you give a little thought to it in the next couple of days and give us some idea of who we can get down there to head up the Johnson Drive in North Carolina. Now, we obviously need somebody to head it up. Now, you've got a campaign. I assume you don't want to do it. Dr. Lake certainly not going to do it. He's been your strong supporter. Terry Sanford got the hell beat out of him, and it wouldn't be right to try to put him in or his man.
Well,
you're the governor, and you've got the committee, and nobody wants to create any problems for you, but well, God, we can't let a state like North Carolina just kind of sit on the vine.
We're not going to. Now, let me tell you what we're doing.
All right.
We've got a committee, a young man, chairman for Johnson.
Yes, sir.
We've only had charge of this campaign less than 3 weeks.
Yeah, I know it.
You see, Sanders' crew ran it up until after Labor Day.
Yeah, I understand they did.
And we've only opened up headquarters in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
They left us without a dime.
Yes, sir.
They have been fighting us ever since.
That's what I understand.
Yeah.
And well, I'm sorry to hear it.
My opponent had a big unity dinner down here the other day and has formed a loyal opposition, as they term it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be fatal for Terry Sanford to support, to try to head up the Johnson campaign. I think that it would hurt the president.
Well, I agree.
Now, here's what we're doing.
All right.
We're going to carry this state for Johnson.
That's wonderful.
Every man that we've got working. And I am going to every county in the state.
Yes, sir, I understand you are.
I've been on the tour now to 50 counties.
Yes, sir.
We're taking our congressman from each district with us.
Right.
We're taking our lieutenant from Governor County. And all of those folks are speaking from Johnson, for Johnson, the same platform that I'm speaking for.
The lieutenant governor and all the congressmen?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the two senators are going to do it as soon as they get out from up there, which will be next week.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Jordan and Irwin both will.
They both will. Every congressman has got the way to do it.
Yeah.
Bob Scott is a young man running the media. He's running for lieutenant governor.
Yes, sir.
The son of a former?
Kerr Scott's son.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Y'all get along all right?
Yes, sir. We get along fine.
Mm-hmm.
He is openly campaigning for Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
He's making speeches every day on the same platform that I'm appearing on. He's talking about national issues, I'm talking about state issues. We are having a number of rallies over the state, 11 congressional rallies.
Right.
At those rallies, there will be speeches made on behalf of the president.
Right.
I'm for the president.
Well, he'll sure be delighted to hear that.
Now, the report is out that I'm not supporting.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, Governor. They've been, I don't know who starts these damn stories, but the report's out that you're not for him, that you never will mention his name and so forth. But
I haven't been mentioning his name. I've been confining my talks to North Carolina politics.
Mm-hmm.
But I have said time and time again, publicly, openly, that I'm a lifelong Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
That I am not the kind that will leave the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
That I will vote for President Johnson. I will vote for Humphreys. I will vote for every candidate, locally, state, and nationally.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the best thing we can do, in my opinion, and I know this situation very because I've been through 12 months of it.
I'm sure that's right. Well, you're going through what I went through in 1962.
I had the every vote solidly against me.
Yeah.
I didn't get a one.
Yeah.
My lots of precincts, my opponent would get 1,200 and I'd get two.
Mm-hmm.
That was a mistake, you know, that I got the two.
Yeah.
But the state thoroughly repudiated that crap.
Yeah.
We won with the biggest majority that we've ever had in the primary.
Yeah, you had a phenomenal victory. What'd you win by 100 and some odd thousand votes?
Almost 200,000.
Almost 200,000.
And Terry Sanford was on television.
Yep. Governor, what's Dr. Lake's position? I know he's been your strong supporter, and of course.
You made the same statement that I made.
He's always been a strong, loyal Democrat, hadn't he?
He has made the statement to vote Johnson. He will vote for him.
Has he?
Yes. He'd rather make the statement, however, and I won't be frank with you. Not in the campaign for him.
Yeah, I understand.
But he's going to vote for him.
Yeah.
Here's exactly the position we're in. We've got about 200,000 of his supporters.
Yeah.
That it's going to be touch and go to hold those fellas.
Right.
And I'm doing my damnedest to hold them.
Right.
And I'm going to try to hold them for myself.
Right.
I'm going to try to hold them for Johnson.
Right.
And I think we can. Now then, if we antagonize that group too much, we'll lose it.
Yep.
And Johnson will be in a position of having to depend on the nigger vote down here and a few very liberal folks.
Well, he doesn't want to be in that position,
they can't
Governor.
Care of this state.
I know that. He knows that. He doesn't want to be in that position. I think, as a practical matter, well, about all we do need is for you to pick out some damn good young man that will kind of coordinate efforts in the state for him and to whom people up here can talk and to whom they can send literature and somebody to kind of head the thing up.
We've got literature.
Have you?
Oh, every headquarters in North Carolina.
Well.
We've got more Johnson literature than they have more literature.
Well, that's good.
We've got bumper stickers. We've got... all types of literature.
Yeah.
And it's being distributed to every Democratic headquarters in North Carolina.
Well,
today, I have opened today 8 county headquarters in 8 different counties.
Have you today?
In Forsyth County, which is one of our big counties. Gilbert County, which is one of our big counties.
Mm.
And in Alamance County, which is one of our big counties. And here in Wake, 4 of the biggest counties in North Carolina. Headquarters were staffed by people who are for Johnson. Johnson's literature was there. More literature from Johnson than there is for me in every headquarters in the state. And Johnson's campaign is not being neglected. You folks are just getting the wrong impression from somebody.
Well, I frankly don't know. I haven't been there, Governor, and that's the reason I want to talk to you, because Sam Irwin told me that you've always been for this ticket and you were going to support the president and that you weren't out just making a campaign on national issues, but that you told everybody you were going to support him.
Absolutely.
And
I've said that publicly time and time again. In fact, the reporter asked me today, he said, well, are you not going to support the president? Can you read? I said, I've said at least on a dozen different public occasions that I'm going to vote for President Johnson. I'm going to vote for the entire ticket that I started voting for Al Smith in 1928.
Right.
And I've never failed to vote the Democratic ticket since then, and I don't intend to start.
Yeah.
But I think this, Governor, and let me get back to your original question.
All right.
I've talked to a lot of folks, and Ms. Johnson will be gracious. North Carolina. Have no worry about that.
Good.
My wife will travel with her the whole time. I will greet her certainly when she enters the state.
That's wonderful.
Our national committee woman will be with her. Our vice chairman of the party will be with her. My daughter will be with her.
That's wonderful.
She will be surrounded by my friends as well as any others that may be along.
Well, I think it's important to...
be escorted by my family.
That's good. That's what she will love, and that's what the president will appreciate.
And I think then, getting a step further, I think then we will be in better position as to see how she is received. And I can assure you she'll be well received.
Good.
We'll see to that.
All right.
After her trip, then I think that we'll be in position to better judge the situation as to whether Mr. Johnson and Mr. Humphrey should come into North Carolina and where they should come.
Right.
Now, I think there is a point of geography.